927 4CC. Good morning to our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd. Hello.
Hello, Hammo. Good to see you back, mate.
Can you see me from where you are?
Yeah, I have. I've got internal vision. Yeah. It was good that you could make it for Tommy's funeral down there in Sydney.
Yeah,
but it's a sad occasion. Well, we've got to just think on the positives. He had a very good life. He's a funny guy. You and others have known him very well.
Yeah. Tommy Radonikis, we're talking about everybody. Very good friend of mine.
Legend on the football.
Oh, well, and off. And off, trust me.
Yeah, and off.
Too. I'm not telling you any stories. Hey, mate, some good news. It's the NBN service for four of the towns across the region, eh?
Yeah, there are four towns in my region. It's a part of an overall national program, but about $1 million being pumped in those small communities. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Araby, Bluff, Doringa and Dingo.
Okay.
Those townships will have approved NBN service, and it'll be cheaper also. The rollout will start in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have it all done and dusted come the end of June next year.
It's a satellite service as well.
Business satellite service. It'll connect them to speeds that are complement to two city people. Those people up to date with speed and finances. The cost will be reduced by about 40% too, they tell me.
Mate, more on some good news. The economy's bounced back better than expected.
It has done very well. And we go back to budget in Canberra in the next couple of weeks. The bottom line has improved by about $50 billion, which is a great boost for the country. And it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be. Australia as a whole has responded very well after the initial impacts of COVID. We're getting on with the jobless rate's fallen, and that means a big thing to our economies. It all looks rosy for the future, Hammer, up to where we were before the COVID hit last year.
Speaking of, mate, last year because of COVID, Anzac Day was very different. You know, the services haven't been to put on hold, but a lot of people went out in their driveways. They got to know their neighbours a little bit too from a social distance. It's an Anzac Day that won't be forgotten for many, many years. And it's actually caused a resurgence in regards to the general public looking at Anzac Day and remembering those that lost their lives, those that were in the service, whether it be the Army, the Navy or the Air Force, and those that are currently serving. And I have heard that there's going to be still a few driveway services around the region and neighbourhoods, but those that can't get, you know, to the public ones, it's back to normal from this Sunday.
That's right. There's a dawn service here at our local RSL down here near the Bowls Club. So that'll be well attended. I'll also be attending the Boyne Island service at about 10 o'clock later on that morning. Things are back to normal, but I think people did enjoy last year meeting their neighbours on the street, celebrations they had, and I can understand why some people want to continue that in that way. Either way, we salute our town servicemen and honour those who haven't came back home. It's good to see that we recognise the people who did not come home, but also the people who did come home and the people who supported them during those conflicts.
Yeah, and those serving now. In regards to that, mate, Peter Dutton, he's got a new portfolio to do with the services?
Yes, he did, and he's reacted very quickly on there was talk in the service that the medals were the soldiers and Defence Force people had acquired for their services overseas was going to be taken away from them. But he put a stop to that, which has everyone rejoicing because there were 3,000 men and women who were going to have their medals taken off. He soon put a stop to that, and I congratulate him for making that very quick, decisive move.
Bloody oath.
Bloody oath.
All right, Ken. Look, thank you very much once again for your time. I know you're busy. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
There's our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd, here on 4CC.